Pat, say, listen, a proud night for you, an emotional night here.
Absolutely, and a great crowd, and very encouraged by it all, you know, because you never actually know what's gonna develop, and I'm very, very encouraged and enthused by what happened there the night, and you know, really, really, you couldn't imagine it going as well as it did.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, right back to when it started, when you left Donegal, first of all.
Well, exactly, I left Donegal, I was about 17, 18, you know, and went to Birmingham for a year first, and did building work and that kind of stuff, but you know, but... You know, there was never a plan much, you know. Just kind of one thing followed another, and I seen gaps in the hedge and I went for them, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the way it turned out.
Yeah, well, them gaps turned out to huge success.
They did.
And we had Rob Heffernan here, who spoke very, very highly of you and has huge respect, and he was your guest of honour. One of your guests of honour,
yes,
here tonight,
yes.
And you've got a big relationship with him, so you have.
I have, because you see, we soldiered for a long time, and we were out in the world, the performing world for a long time, in Olympic Games, World Championships. You know, he had ups and downs. It wasn't always brightness either, you know, but it worked for him in the end. And he was.
But your part in that relationship was key to him.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because we were key for each other.
Yeah.
And we had a good relationship, and that was important.
Yeah.
And he emerged as a leader in the end up, you know, within the group. So that was important for both me and him.
Yeah. You had relationships with other athletes that was very, very strong as well. But as they talked about quite frequent and there and the launch was how much home means to you, and you always came back to home. We're standing here in the balcony looking over this fantastic facility at Finn Valley, and I'd say this year is right up with everything that you have achieved.
Absolutely, and I am so proud of this. It's such a great legacy, isn't it, really? Finn Valley, you know, we are a multi-sport centre, and I look at it as a legacy beyond me, you know, in this area, this Finn Valley area, East Donegal area, has a sports facility now that they can be proud of, you know, and I'm very happy to say that I let it out and I fought for it and I battled for it every single day of my life, and I'm continuing to do that.
Yep. Just finally, you're absorbing this. We've talked to you about all the successes at international level in athletics and in the GA world before, but as I turn around, there's a queue here behind me that wants to meet you, that wants to get the book signed, that wants to talk about your time in sport. How do you feel in a situation now like this?
I just live in the moment, really. You know, I'm not wanting to get too excited, because tomorrow's another day, and keep your feet on the ground. And you know, I'm coming back to where I began the interview with you, Oisin, I'm just happy that we got such a great response there the night,
yeah.
And it kind of underlines for me that people do care, and people do notice, and people understand what I'm about,
yeah.
Because they didn't always, you know, at the beginning, you know, I was a bit, you know, off, because people didn't understand where this fella, this young man, was going to drive all this. And I don't know if I knew myself either, but I mean, at the end of the day, I see now that they do begin, you know, it takes time to get into the psyche of the people, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Well done again on all your success. And Patsy, I've loved being here tonight. It's been a fantastic night.
Thank you. Thanks, Rashin. Thank you very much.